Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 14th of December, and here in Auroville is sunny, 26 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today is sun and areas of high clouds in this morning, then mostly cloudy this afternoon. Partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from low 23 to high 29, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 11 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 11%. After intense negotiations, protests, marches and prayers from around the world, the final draft of what some say is an ambitious global climate change agreement was formally accepted yesterday at UN Climate Summit. While it is just the beginning, this level of global acceptance marks a grand turning point, with all world nations now committed to playing its part to help shift the perilous reflections of vastly changing climate. Anyhow, let's stay in Auroville, and this morning we have Ricky with us, a long-term volunteer, talking about the Wednesday Savvy event with true stories from volunteers. Good morning, Ricky, and welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
How do you feel after practically 2 years of being around?
The feeling is great. The motivation is also very strong still. Much have changed. I've learned much about the job and Auroville and my place in this community. And I'm looking forward to do one more year.
You're going to still volunteer for one more year?
Yes.
You're not inspired enough to be a newcomer?
I am. I'm not inspired enough to come and live here in the next 5 years. And there's still a lot I have to do in the rest of the world.
Fair enough. Anyhow, Savvy is in preparation of a series of sharings with volunteers, and I think you and Martin are sharing the first story on Wednesday at Unity Pavilion, right?
Yes. We are booked for Wednesday at 5. And me and Martin, we will talk about our experiences in leading small activities within existing projects. And both me and Martin are working with agriculture and permaculture. He's helping to develop a farm, while I'm helping residents to grow their own food.
Yeah, you're doing urban farming, urban gardening.
That's the name of the activity, but it is more of a friend-based mutual help to grow some food.
That sounds nice. Friend-based.
Yes.
Fair enough. But the purpose of those sharings is actually to share the true experience of our volunteers, yeah? Because sometimes, or many times, there was a feedback of volunteers that they are not being heard enough in the community, they are not respected.
That's part of it, I guess. It's an avenue for residents to engage with what Auroviliens are doing, with volunteers are doing. And you see, some volunteers have a higher degree of involvement with Auroville and what its dream is. And then after a year and a half, it's good to have a bit of an opportunity to express ourselves, because some residents are interested about our stories, others about our projects, and others about our future, whether we're going to become newcomers or not, for example. And so I'm pretty happy that Savvy gave us this opportunity, also to show to the wider community that some Aurovillians who come with skills might be able to take on bigger tasks than the normal day-to-day work. But this, again, is really, really subjective to the volunteer, I guess.
Okay, if we are honest, how do you feel? How do we treat our volunteers?
I feel people are treated the way they want to be treated, whether they're volunteers or civilians. So for me, there's no big problem, no. It's very subjective with some people, some groups, different vibes. You see, it is not so much the volunteer that does not have much opportunity. It's the person who doesn't stay here for long and doesn't engage with the residents. So if a volunteer stays 3 months and only hangs out with volunteers, it is more normal for the residents who have other residents as friends to detach a bit. Whilst if a volunteer comes and becomes very good friend with many residents and is selflessly giving to the project in this way, then he's not seen as a volunteer, he's seen as a friend. And this is partly my experience, and I'm really grateful for that.
That's really cool. Yeah, you got a point in that it is less like your personal engagement, and in this, regardless the time,
mm-hmm.
after 1 month, 2 months, you cannot do it.
Yes.
The point shouldn't be taken that you can criticize after a month or two.
As well, in my opinion, you should never criticize. You should never feel so confident in knowing the thing and criticize. At the same time, criticisms come. Mm. And they allow you to grow. But at the same time, when work is done, it needs to be recognized. Yeah. In my opinion, by the person doing the work, not by others. If others have an influence on this person, then the community can help. Mm. But on a matter of self-esteem for many volunteers, their work is not widely understood.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quite something. Once it's understood, it's appreciated, but mm-hmm. there is a communication problem where many people are so busy that they don't really know what is being going on in the world, in Auroville. Hence, this savvy welcoming, this savvy talk.
That is kind of the critical feature in Auroville, that we don't communicate, really.
Oh, well, we can't do everything. There's only a limited amount of time and energy, and we choose our priorities.
That is also true. But something should be shared, right?
Yes.
Thank you for today.
Thank you.
We'll come. Can we record on Wednesday?
I believe so. You would have to ask Savi. But no.
It's going to be yours and Martin's story, yeah?
Oh, well, for my side of the story, no problem there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be happy to have you around for one more year or even longer.
Okay, thank you. Very much appreciated.
2 Stories of Volunteers is a series of stories put together with Savi, and the first one will be held on Wednesday, 16th December, between 5 to 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, where Riccardo De Amici and Martin Bastide will share with us their recount involvement in urban farming and permaculture. But otherwise, it would be once a month Savi's event, where they would like to share with the community the beauty of their involvement. However, these stories of Ricky and Martin is connected with Tuesday, their next Joy of Learning session with the title Food for Thought, a part 1, Farming in Auroville, and it will be held at 4:30 p.m. at Sire. This session of Joy of Learning will be on food production in Auroville, and presenter will be Bernard with Voyage through the History of Auroville Farming, Jeff with Farming and Questions, Vivek with Why Should We Care, and with kind support of Charlie, Jill, Priya and Thomas. Everyone is welcome. On Wednesday, 16th of December at 2:30 p.m. at meeting room on the first floor in Town Hall opposite the Working Committee, we are invited to meet with Accur Management and discuss together some topics proposed by them by us. So the topics on agenda are financial overview in related topics, allocation of office space, general policy, and if time permits, we can deal with specific requests, propose to serve lunch scheme in the canteen, suggestion for a kids playground in the garden, Accur Management, Auroville Center for Urban Research, Accur, team are Anandi, Annemarie, Donata, Lakshmanan, Manoj, and management team. At Teacher Center in Sarre, tomorrow at 4 p.m., teachers and parents are invited to the next conversation on integral education with Introvision, or resolution for inner conflicts in dealing with writing blocks or lack of motivation as individual learning processes. On December 18, between 5 to 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can see a presentation of Glimpse of Myanmar, in which Joshua Zahn and Stephanie Cariello, both who spent 3 years in Myanmar, will give an account of their experiences. During this presentation, we will get a closer look at the daily life of Myanmar people and learn about different aspects of Myanmar society. After the presentation, there will be 2 workshops, an introduction of Burmese language and highlights of Myanmar through art. On Friday, 18th of December, from 1:15 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, 19th, from 9 a.m. to noon, kindergarten will hold open house. They invite all interested to visit and see an exhibition of children's work and photos of the activities. And here's the words from Kirit. And he's saying that this was a monsoon they will remember for Chennai, Kerala, and other places. It was disastrous. For Orville and its bioregion, it was blessing, because all of these water bodies fill up and even spill over. All the granite and concrete dams, mainly from Sukhavati till Bhumapala, from 32 Aspiration Canyon till Quiet, and our model function well. Newly made earth dams and bouncing ore dam, international zone, Hermitage, and others had some top erosion and some broke, but had relatively little damage. The percolation of the watershed Sukhavati, Aurogreen, Bhumapala goes very fast. The last big basin near Bhumapalaram and the end of the canyon filled up after receiving 264 mm in 20 hours and spilled over. The last time was 5 years ago. Then the dam was raised by 1 meter. This was made to catch exceptional rainfall. Within 8 days, this water percolated. Here we lost hardly any water. The settlement at the end of the canyon was safe. This monsoon shows very clearly that the water bodies are important and should be maintained, monitored, and improved if necessary. For Orville, it means that many water bodies should be cleaned, some bands of them raised, and spillways widened and deepened. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen The Mother on Orville by Dr. Alok Pandey, where he is speaking on inner Orville and the individual Gnostic consciousness and the Gnostic community. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m., we will see Indian drama The Autumn in My Life, made in India 2015 by Dr. Nandita Roy and Shiprashat Mukhopadhyay. Tomorrow, we will see a German fantasy mystery, The Wall, made in Germany 2012 by director and writer Julian Peisler. And on Wednesday, we will see an interesting documentary, Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead, made in USA in 2010 by writer and director Joe Cross and Kurt Engfer. From the Synthesis of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo, we read, "A hidden power is the true Lord, an overruling observer of our acts, and only He knows through all the ignorance and perversion and deformation brought in by the ego, their entire sense and ultimate purpose." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.